Well, good evening and everybody. Welcome along to another edition of Ireland Calling there. There we have the Chieftains with the Dingle set, and I'm sure there's been plenty of action going on all around Dingle and many other parts of Kerry over the last few weeks since the All-Ireland football final a few weeks ago when Kerry beat Galway. If you're welcome along, you're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you each week with the great support of the Hugh Green Group, and wherever you're listening, in Auckland on a Wednesday, Kapiti Coast, Wellington on a Sunday, or Christchurch on Saturday, welcome along. Hope you can stay with us for the next hour, and we'll bring you all the latest news from Ireland. Very moving scenes today down in Tipperary, where a Tipperary county hurler, Dylan Kirk, who collapsed and died while playing for his beloved team on Friday night in the county championship, dropped dead. And the town of Clonulty came to a standstill today, with over 1,000 people attending the funeral of the 24-year-old. More about that and other sports news later on the programme tonight. But the first song tonight is going out to a man that I met in Wellington after Ireland beat the All Blacks a few weeks ago. And we worked together in the Ulster Bank in College Green. And Kieran O'Keefe is now listening to Ireland Calling weekly and spreading it around to all his friends in Ireland. So I'll do anything to get a few extra listeners over there. And Kieran's favourite song is Luke Kelly singing Raglan Road. So here for you, Kieran, and great to meet you again. Luke Kelly and Raglan Road.
On Raglan Road of an autumn day, I saw first and the new that her dark hair would weave a snare that I might one day rue. I saw the day enchanted way, and I said, let grief be a fallen leaf at the dawning of the day. On Grafton Street in November we tripped lightly along the ledge of a deep ravine where can be seen the worth of passion's pledge, the queen of hearts still making tart, and I'm not making walking now, away that I had loved not as I should. A creature made of clay. When the angels the clay he'd lose his wings at the dawn.
Luke Kelly there and Raglan Road, and I know Raglan Road well. It's in Ball's Bridge in Dublin, and I flatted there for a number of years. There's all these big Georgian houses that have gone back to their pristine glory now, but when we were there in the early 80s, many of them were turned into flats. And Raglan Road, beautiful road. Patrick Cavanagh wrote that song, and Luke Kelly sang it. As I mentioned at the start of the programme, heartbreaking few days down in County Tipperary when a young player, Dylan Quirk, only 24, dies suddenly on Friday night last while playing for his team, Clonmore Clonulty, in the Tipperary County Hurling Championship match. And the game was called off just before half-time after he collapsed, and he was pronounced dead by the time he got to the hospital. So in heatwave-like conditions today, over 1,000 people turned up to pay their respects. And I watched some of the funeral en masse just this morning just to see what it's like. And it's a country church, and obviously a huge number of people outpouring a grief from the president and Taoiseach were represented. And of course, this just brings back memories of Cormac McAnallan, the great Tyrone player who died in similar circumstances a few years ago. So as fit as a fiddle, who would have thought this day week that all they'd be looking forward to was the big championship match on Friday night, and now the game had to be cancelled, and they've dealt with losing a great servant of the parish, but for his mother and father and two sisters and all his family connections, it's just a tough week, and it'll something that it'll take a long time for the whole community to get through. And as I mentioned, weather very warm in Ireland at the moment, a heat wave going to run there for the next week. So if you're heading off to Ireland, I hope you're, what do you call it, looking forward to making the trip over there, and you get some nice weather. And weather's not too bad here this morning in Auckland. Right, we'll continue on and come back with more music. And happy to report my dog Seamus is doing really well and almost back to full health. We'll go this time with, where do we see what we go here? Riverdance, a while since we play that. Bill Whelan.
Oh,
Right, well, if you're heading to Ireland, Riverdance is, there's performances happening in Dublin at the moment, running for another 2 weeks. Of course, started back in 1994 and certainly has made a name for itself all around the world. Welcome along if you're just tuned in, listening to Ireland Calling, your programme each week brought to you with the great support of the Hugh Green Group. Well, if you're a Shamrock Rovers supporter tonight, you'd be very happy because they had a good win in their Europa qualifying match, and this win is worth about €3 million to the club. So they've obviously, you know, they basically had a 3-1 win before the leg tonight, and they played in North Macedonia and had another win, 2-1. So they're aggregate winners 5-2 with €3 million in the bag. Of course, that's a small change to compare to what some of the professional footballers get in the UK, but big for a club in Ireland. We know Sligo Rovers had a good win against Motherwell and they qualified in the next tier of their competition, but they were beaten 5-1 the other night, so they face an uphill battle in their next game to qualify. Right, what has happened? I'm just looking at all the Irish papers here today. The Irish Times, Irish Independent, the Irish Examiner, all leading with tributes to Dylan Quirk, who died. A beautiful son, my best friend, his father said, as he led tributes to his son today. Huge big drugs haul last week. Planes, you know, a light aircraft has been flying in and out of Aberystwyth Airport in Longford over the last few months. And it was discovered last week that it seems to be part of an international drug ring with over €8.5 million worth of drugs, cocaine seized there last week. And the drug squad in Ireland think that it's connected to the Keenahan drug gang. Righto, we'll continue on with more music and we'll come back with more news. And we'll flick around here and see. I'm just sad to see one of the Pogues band members passed away today, and we might play a song before the end of the programme from the Pogues. But next, Christy Hennessy.
First time that you walked
Yes, the unmistakable sound there of Shane McGann and the Pogues, and we'll play that in memory of Darrell Hunt, who died today, age 72. Of course, Olivia Newton-John died yesterday, 73. So sadly, a lot of good entertainers passing away, you know, at their relatively young age. But the Pogues bass player died age 72. In a tweet distributed this afternoon, we're saddened beyond words. Our Darrell passed away yesterday in London. Born on the 4th of May 1950 and died on the 8th of August. I know you want to hear me catch my breath. I love you till the end. The Pogue. So not sure whether he had been ill for any time, but certainly lovely pictures of him here when he was young. Anyway, you're listening to Ireland Calling, broadcasting here on Planet FM in Auckland on a Wednesday night, Access Radio Wellington, down there in Wellington Access Radio on Sunday night, Capity Coast Sunday afternoon, and Plains FM in Christchurch on Saturday night. Just looking at the Irish Examiner and what headlines they have: Air Grid warns of limited electricity supply, and Ireland could run out of gas supply before the end of the winter. And I heard a former head of the ESB, of their international arm, saying that Ireland has been slow off the mark. Part of the reason is Ireland has brought in so many of these database centres and the huge amount of electricity, a bit like the TY smelter down in Southland here. And unfortunately, these centres are creating jobs, which is good, and bringing in revenue to the exchequer. But what it's doing is using up so much of the electricity. So there'll be probably a hold put on any more expansion in this area. But in the meantime, Ireland has to, you know, find ways of getting more gas, liquid petroleum gas, I think they were talking about the other day. But they haven't got the terminals set up. So that's obviously a big issue. What else is the Irish Examiner talking about today? Again, another story there about Dylan Quirk, who passed away. We talked about earlier on in the program tonight. And what else is happening here? Just looking at their main headlines is about the electricity, and then what happens if Europe's gas is cut off this winter, which is obviously something that could happen with the ongoing developments in the Ukraine. Right, we'll take another bit of music, and congratulations to Kilkenny. They beat Cork by 1 point in the All-Ireland Camogie final. My own county, Galway, won the intermediate final, and I think Antrim, they beat Armagh in the junior final. Anyway, we'll play Christy Moore, Jockster Goes to Stuttgart.
In the year of 88 in the lovely month of June, when the gadflies were swarming and dogs howling at the moon.
On heat, on the front here.
How it rosary beads and sandwiches for Stuttgart we began. Jockster packed his German phrase book and jump plates for the van. Although some of the lads had never been away from home before, the first time Whacker put his foot outside of Inchicore. And before we left for Europe, we knew we'd need a plan. So we all agreed the Jockster was the man to drive the van. In Germany, the Autobahn was like the Long Mile Road. There was every make a caravan all carrying the full load. Four transits and hiaces and an old Bedford from Tralee, with the engine overheating from long haul and duty free. Well, there was fans from Ballyfermot, Ballybuck and Ballymore, on the journey of a lifetime, and a crack was 91. Well, Jockster met a German's daughter on the banks of the River Mine, and he told her she'd be welcome in Ballyfermot any time. A big falsha wrote Fräulein. And as soon as we found Stuttgart, we got the wagons in a ring.
Sean Oak got out a banjo and Peter played a mandolin. Oh, there was fans there from everywhere, attracted by the sounds. At the first flag here in Europe, and jocks are past the flagging round. But the session, it ended when we'd finished all the stout. The air mattresses inflated and the sleeping bags rolled out. As one by one we fell asleep, Geoxer had a dream. He dreamt himself and Jack Charlton sat down to pick the tea. Geoxer dreamt they bought the greed and packy banners to raid away. And that Moore and Whelan and McGraw were certain they'd play. But tempers they began to rise, patience wearing tin. Jack wanted Cascarino, but Geoxer wanted Quinn. And the dream turned into a nightmare, Geoxer stuck the head in Jack. Who wanted to bring Johnny Giles and Eamon Dunphy back? Crew in the morning, it crew but loud and shrill, and Geoxer woke up in his sleeping bag many miles from Arbor Hill. And next morning none of the experts gave us the slightest chance. They said that the English team would lead us on a merry dance. Oh, with their Union Jacks, all them English fans, for victory they were set. Until Ray Houghton got the ball and he stuck it in the net. What happened next is history, brought tears to many eyes. Oh, that day will be the highlight of many people's lives. Well, Geoxer climbed right over the top, and the last time he was seen was arm in arm with Jack Charlton singing revenge for Skibbereen. And a whacker's back in Inchicore, he's living with his mam. And Jack Charlton has been proclaimed an honorary Irishman. Yeah, listen. Do you remember the German's daughter and the banks of the River Rhine? Lord, yes. Didn't she show up in Ballyfermot last week? And...
to my loss that I
Yes, Celtic Woman there and The Parting Glass. Before that, the unmistakable sound of Christy Moore and Joxer Goes to Stuttgart. Stuttgart, of course, that song became a big hit for Christy around the time that Ireland had their first taste of international football, qualifying for the Euros back in 1988. Of course, then they went on and qualified for the World Cup in 1994. But sadly, not going so well at the moment, not playing in the World Cup this year, but certainly will hope to qualify for the next Euro competition, which will be in 4 years or 2 years time. What else has been happening here? Of course, the politicians in Ireland are on holidays at the moment. Nice tribute to Maeve Binchy in the Irish Times today. It's hard to believe it's 10 years since Maeve died, and met Maeve and interviewed her a number of times. She travelled to New Zealand promoting her books in the 90s, herself and her beloved husband, Gordon. And 10 years since Maeve passed away, but she was delightful to link up and have a chat with on my programme around St. Patrick's Day for a number of years. And I certainly enjoyed meeting her. And I went to visit her a few times on my way home when I was at home in Ireland. She lived out in Dalkey there, in a small, beautiful house. Her and Gordon, they had two kind of little working stations upstairs and in Dalkey, not far from where Bono and all the other celebrities live. But 10 years gone, but her reputation still will be around. And good news, two Irish authors have been shortlisted for the Booker Prize, which will be further whittled down to about eight people in about 3 weeks' time. But good news for them. Both authors are based and living in Wicklow. And of course, now only a few weeks to go until the Leaving Cert results come out. And then there's the big issue of where students are going to find accommodation. And Ireland now has almost 45,000 Ukrainian refugees in Ireland, and over 2,000 of them are staying in student accommodation in Dublin, and they'll have to be moved to other accommodation in the coming weeks. So I see somebody saying to Micheál Martin, enough is enough, we can't really take in any more people into the country. Our accommodation is busting at the seams with our own issues. So some challenging times ahead for the government in the weeks and months ahead, trying to do the honourable thing and look after people that have been forced to flee their home in Ukraine, but at the same time, obviously, making sure that the Irish people are looked after as well. Brendan Shine, and he's singing about the winding road to Kilchimaw.
My parents took the sailing ship, a better life to find, leaving home and motherland and all their friends behind. But I heard them whisper in the night, I should have been asleep. They talked the days and times gone past through the door I peeped. Worked and planned both day and night to make a dream come true. We're heading westward with the wind across the ocean blue. With eyes so dim and misty, I think I see some land. And memories come flooding back as Dad takes Mama's hand. Show me the winding road that leads to Kilchimock. Somewhere in the west, just down the road from Knock, where the folk knelt down and kissed the ground with words of hope and joy. I still recall the place I left when I was just a boy. The cottage door is open wide as the homeward journey ends. Outstretched arms were welcomed back by neighbors and by friends. Tears are flowing freely as we're hugged with wild delight. We don't care what tomorrow brings, we just enjoy tonight. Show me the winding road that leads to Kilchimock.
It nestles somewhere in the west, just down the road from Knockin, where the Pope knelt down and kissed the ground with words of hope and joy. I still recall the place I left when I was just a boy. Show me the winding road that leads to Kilchimon. It nestles somewhere in the west, just down the road from Knockin, where the Pope knelt down and kissed the ground with words of hope and joy. I still recall the place I left when I was just a boy. I still recall the place I left when I was just a boy.
The man from Athlone in the county of Westmead, Brendan Shine, there singing all about the winding road to Kilchimoch, and Kilchimoch and indeed every other part of Ireland enjoying great warm weather this week. So I'm sure the turf is pretty much all saved and dry and brought home now, and a great time for farmers that are getting hay saved. But it looks like another 7 or 8 days of really warm weather. But when the warm weather comes in Ireland, there's water shortages. So there's even some regional councils are pleading with people just to be sparing using water for the next week or 10 days till we get through this really warm spell of weather. But temperatures up in the mid-20s, which is very unusual for this time of the year. So tomorrow I see there's a high temperature warning for Leinster and Munster, with and this is for the next few days, Thursday, Friday and Saturday. Maximum temperatures heading up to 27 to 29, and it's going to stay warm at night, with most temperatures staying above 15 degrees. So I know some people will have paid a lot of money to head off and go to warmer climates in Spain and Portugal, but certainly you know, Ireland is the place to be at the moment. Well, New Zealand is basking in its glory of all the medals that it won at the Commonwealth Games, but it's been a very good Commonwealth Games for Northern Ireland as well. 16 medals brought back, with most of them in from boxers who were part of the whole Irish boxing scene, but also a girl in 1500 metres, Ciara McGeenan, did very well. I think she came second. So good news for athletes in Northern Ireland. And there was another sad tragedy last week. A brother and sister from Roscommon, sister living in Belgium. She had come home on holidays, and they went down. She lives in Sweden, and she headed home down to Dingle, or down to Ballybunion, in fact. Tragically, both of them drowned last week. A beautiful fine evening, and they were laid to rest in their home parish of Le Caro in County Roscommon yesterday. May they rest in peace. Right, we'll move on, and we've got time for another couple of songs here, and we go this time with Paul Brady.
Trees trace your footprints in the sand. And in the evening, when the sun goes down, we'll make love to the sand.
Brady there, and The Island, and great song. Paul grew up in Strabane, and I think I've mentioned this before. I heard him being interviewed on RTE once, about 3 or 4 years ago, and he said how he loves to come to New Zealand once a year to visit his daughter that's living down there in Canterbury, so or Christchurch. But obviously with COVID hadn't been able to travel. So Paul, if you're down here in New Zealand at the moment on holidays and you're listening to the programme, welcome to New Zealand and the rest of your welcome. You're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you as it is each week with the support of the Hugh Green Group. Right, so I see the other issue that came out the other day was all the landlords in Ireland that are now selling properties. House prices in Ireland are really booming at the moment, and many people that rent properties are deciding, right, we might as well sell out now and get a good price and avoid the hassle of looking after and organising rents. But I see here rents saw it rose up to 12.5% between April and June this year, according to the latest survey. So obviously the government are worried that there'll be so few properties
on the market for people to rent, with so many people selling out and cashing in and moving on to obviously dealing with their own, you know, to grabbing the profit and moving on, and instead of because it is, I suppose, stressful enough being a landlord these days, and they seem to be criticised. But obviously, if there's no rental accommodation, it's just making it hard. In fact, there's some outlandish prices being quoted for students to stay in accommodation close to the universities in Dublin. What else is happening in Ireland? Hero Gardaí on holiday helps to save young boy from drowning on a West Kerry beach. That's good news. And my own clubman Shane Walsh says he's hoping to prolong his career by moving to Kilmacud Cross in Dublin. That release has been signed by the club in Kilcairn and is now at GAA headquarters in Dublin, and to confirm. But there's been quite a few stories written about the transfer of players from rural clubs in Ireland to big clubs in Dublin, and Kilmacud Croke's a very successful club. And Colm O'Rourke, who's just been appointed Mead manager recently, he wrote a pretty scathing article at the weekend, and saying that the whole issue reflected bad on both Kilmacud Croaks and indeed Shane himself. Of course, Shane is a hero down in Kilcairn, Clonbern, and you know, should have probably been, would have been man of the match had Ireland beaten Kerry in the All-Ireland final, but he'll certainly be an All-Star this year. And I know that he's a popular figure, but from his own point of view, he's studying in Dublin, and he says in this article the other day, the travelling was getting to him, and he thinks that with less travelling, he could be able to prolong his career a bit longer. And I'm sure everybody will be hoping that he'll be back there with Galway next year and helping them win an All-Ireland final, and to be nothing better than playing Kerry again in the final and maybe beating them by a point or two. Well, there was a lovely tribute played last week in Waterford for the great Brendan Boyer, who died last year. His ashes brought back, and a farewell down there. And Michael Commons on Midwest Radio on Saturday, Sunday night played a lovely tribute to him and played this particular song.
When the sun was setting o'er the
The great Brendan Boyer there, and singing all about Boule of Ogue. Brendan farewelled last week, and many dignitaries from the show band era in Ireland paid tribute to him down there in his beloved county Waterford. Well, that's it for another week. I hope you've enjoyed the programme, brought to you as it is with the great support of the Hugh Green Group. I'll be back again next week with another issue. Edition of Ireland Calling. For me, I'll say good night, goodbye, and God bless, and leave you with a bit of a medley from the chieftains here.
Radio every way you want it on Planet.